por Nadal Gutter, 19 de abril de 1963. El primer símbolo que nos da la Biblia es el del agua. Lo encuentras en el segundo versículo, el primer capítulo del Génesis. Antes de su primer acto creativo, se nos dice que Dios se movió sobre la superficie de las aguas y Dios dijo, hágase la luz, y fue la luz. Antes de su primer acto creativo, se movió sobre la superficie de las aguas. El agua es un símbolo muy preciado para mí debido a mi primera visión a la edad de 7 años. ¿Pero qué es esa agua de la que habla? Aquí se nos dice en el capítulo 2, versículo 13 de Jeremías, dos males ha hecho mi pueblo, me han abandonado a mí, fuente de aguas vivas, y se han cavado cisternas, cisternas rotas que no retienen agua. Por eso ahora se define como agua viva. En el capítulo 4, versículo 10 de Juan, se nos dice, si supieras el don de Dios y quién es el que te dice, dame de beber, le habrías pedido y él te habría dado agua viva. Aquí encontramos la misma agua viva. Él te está diciendo que tiene el poder de darte agua viva, que Dios definió como él mismo. Entonces, ¿qué es el agua viva? Escúchenlo con atención, por ahora tenemos la verdad. Y esto está en el libro de Proverbios, el capítulo 27, el versículo 19, como en el agua el rostro responde al rostro, así la mente del hombre refleja al hombre. Ahora vemos qué es el agua. Así como en el agua un rostro responde a otro, así la mente del hombre refleja al hombre, no a la mente. La mente no es más que un reflector, refleja al hombre, el poder operante. Tiene agua viva. Blake, a quien tengo mucho cariño y de quien hablo todo el tiempo, su primera visión fue la de un árbol de ángeles, cuando tenía 8 o 9 años. Entonces entró en la familia y les dijo a sus padres que acababa de ver un árbol lleno de ángeles. Su padre, para convertirlo en un niño sensato, se preparó para darle una buena paliza. Afortunadamente para Blake, su madre intercedió y lo salvó. Quizás para eso estén las madres, para protegernos de nuestros padres violentos. Sin embargo, no fue golpeado, pero el padre quería convertirlo en un ciudadano razonable, sano y sólido, y estaba viendo ángeles en un árbol. Ese es el primer pensamiento que tenemos de Blake, de todo lo que se dice sobre Blake, y el último pensamiento se dice sobre una vecina que estuvo presente en su lecho de muerte. Luego regresó a su casa y les dijo a sus parientes que acababa de presenciar la muerte, no de un hombre, sino de un ángel bendito. Eso es lo que Blake enseñó toda su vida, nos convertimos en lo que contemplamos. Y aquí una vecina podría decir que vio la muerte no de un hombre sino de un ángel bendito. No, no se convirtió en eso inmediatamente. E indudablemente hubo innumerables momentos en su vida en los 70 años que vivió en los que hubo muchos, muchos momentos no angelicales, si se lee la historia de Blake con atención, pero al final cumplió lo que vio. A lo largo de su mayor poema, Jerusalén, ese pensamiento impregna las 100 planchas. Se convierten en lo que contemplan. Lo hacemos, cada uno de nosotros. ¿Y cuál es tu concepto de ti mismo hoy? ¿Es su concepto realmente lo que debería ser? ¿Un hijo de Dios o un hijo de la señora Brown? Por muy dulce y encantadora que sea la señora Brown, por muy dulces y encantadores que sean tus padres en este mundo, no se puede comparar con el concepto que podrías tener de ti mismo, que es, soy el hijo de Dios. Si ese es realmente el concepto que tienes de ti mismo, y miras en el espejo de tu mente y contemplas ese concepto de ti mismo, puede que no aparezca inmediatamente en tu mundo, pero aparecerá. Porque por esta ley, nos convertimos en lo que contemplamos. The one who comes behind and who reads the same chapter can't interpret it. It's always a sealed wow. But tonight, you've heard it, and I think that you will try it. So let me now clarify just in a few moments the water on which God moved. He said, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, that water is your own mind. If tonight it's too disturbed because you are too anxious, then that's like a stormy sea, a turbulent sea. But wait a while, it will become quiet, still water. Still running, for it is alive, but still enough to reflect the being that you want to see. And then the way to see it is to assume that you are what you they like to be. Having assumed it, look and see the world reflect that man that you are because they all see it. Having seen it reflected on the faces of your friends, drop it. Use drop it. And that's the fall. That seed that came from you has its own appointed hour, and it will grow and come into this world. So you try it. And may I tell you, after it happens, for it will happen, then share with me your good news by telling me how it worked that I, in turn, may tell it from this platform and let us all be mutually encouraged by our faith. If it works for you, which it will, then you tell me what you did and how it worked, and then I, in turn, will tell it to everyone present. They, in turn, will be encouraged to go on and be as faithful to their visions as Blake was, in spite of all the things that he went through in the interval. For his life, like the life of every great man, is really an allegory. Every person in the world, his life is really an allegory. People don't quite realize it. In Blake's life, one of the outstanding things, this gentle, tender man who couldn't take her to fly, and returning to his garden one day, he saw a drunken soldier and took him bodily and led him down the road. Then the man brought action against him and accused him of insulting the king, which is a frightful offense in England, and it was more so then, in his day. This innocent man was accused because a drunken soldier wanted to get even. It was quite a trial in England. And then you see this wonderful story, a soldier is always a symbol of authority and a garden is always creativity, and here his garden. He was selling his soul at that time to a man who wanted him to become a portrait painter, and he didn't want any part of it. So Blake was selling his soul, his creativity, to this man who had money because doing this work, well, then his financial status would be eased somewhat. But he was selling his creative power, and so here, in his garden was the drunken man of authority. For the one who employed him had the authority and the power. And then he broke it and refused not to make any portraits and not have one model in the world. He never used a model. He saw what he wanted to paint, as clearly as any model could ever be in this world. When he wanted to draw the soul of a flea, he saw the soul of a flea, and it was man. For the flea is a blood-sucking insect, but men are also blood-sucking. Those who employ without proper compensation, are they not taking the blood of others? They don't care what happens to you when you go home. If you have a family of 12 and they are not well fed, they don't care once their profits are big enough. And if you saw them spiritually, just like fleas, for a flea is simply a blood-drinking insect. They are taking the blood of those without proper reward, they are blood-sucking. When Blake painted his wonderful flea, the soul of a flea, the ghost of a flea, you should see that monstrous thing, but it's human. Everything is man in the world. And so the life of any great man, like a Blake, it's an allegory. So when he put his garden back in form, then the soldier went up. Blake won the case eventually. They all knew the man was perjuring himself. Blake would not say anything against the crown, and it was proven. But meanwhile, he just went through hell to prove it. But that was the turning point in his life, like the great allegory of his life. But here, his first thought in the world, a tree full of angels, and the very last thought, I was at the bedside this day not of a man when he died, I saw the death of a blessed angel. So what he began as a vision, he fulfilled as a man, he saw an angel as a child, and he died as a blessed angel. So tonight, you see a noble being. When you make your exit from this world, make your exit as it. But your true destiny is God, for we are one with God. It became you that you may become him. Now let us go into the silence.